times. I remember when I first read Fern Hill. You know, I just could not believe how lovely it was. And there's been poems. My mother would read to all the kids when we were, and my mother would cry all the time, getting us to cry. The boy stood on the burning deck, the highwayman, and my mother would read these things over and over and over again. Horatio at the bridge. And poetry simply was a part of my childhood. And she would get anthologies, get children's books, and she would read them. And I think my mother's voice is the rhythm I took into the writing of the English language. I think she gave me, and my sister Carol, who's also a poet, she gave us a rhythm that neither one of us can quite escape, nor do we want to.
So what kind of books did she check out of the library?
Oh, my God, hundreds. Mom was one of those people, Bob. I don't know if you had a childhood anything like mine, but we moved every year. And we moved from Cherry Point to Camp Lejeune to Paris Island, Marine Corps Air Station. So we were moving every single year. My mother's first act in a new town would be go to get a library card for her and her 4, 5, 6, and then 7 children. And what she did is each card she could check out 5 books. So she would use the kids' card when they were babies to check out other books she wanted to read. So she won the prize every year we were anywhere for the woman who had checked out the most books, had read the most books. And in some way, she passed along to me that books were a magic carpet out of wherever you were, that books could take you places nothing else could take you. And it hit me so hard that when I got to the Citadel, I had read hundreds of novels more than any cadet at that college. And there simply was no question about it.
The only novel that gets its own chapter in your book is Gone with the Wind, your mother's favorite. Why was it her favorite?
Oh, my God, Mom's, you know, Mom's biblical text.
She liked Scarlet, did she?
Liked Scarlet. She was Scarlet. When she read the thing, Dad was in Korea flying warplanes in 1950, 51, and my mother read that book to Carol and me. In bed on Rosedale Road, and she was a great reader. You know, she was one of those readers that threw herself into it, changed voices. I mean, she was terrific on this, but she would also do something that was magical to me. She would say, "Now, Pat, Carol, when you hear about the vivacious, wicked, untouchable, and pure, mean-spirited Scarlett O'Hara with such beauty and such sexiness, you're naturally going to be thinking of your own mother. I will remind you exactly of Scarlett O'Hara. And when you think of that rapscallion devil dog, Rhett Butler, he will remind you of your daddy who's fighting the enemy in Korea right now." Then she said, "And that tacky Melanie Wilkes will remind you of your Poe Aunt Helen down in Orlando, and Frank Kennedy will remind you of Uncle Russ." And what my mother did for the first time, she actually showed this relationship between a book and the family you're living in, that this was something that she could point out and she could celebrate and that she could enjoy. And she identified so much with the book, Bob, that on the day she died and we buried her, my stepfather came by with what she wanted on her grave. And it was Frances Margaret is what she wanted. And I said, "Her name's Dorothy, it's not Margaret." She said, "Oh, no. That's why she was called Peggy." She was called Peggy her whole life. When I got back to the reception, my two aunts told me that once she read Gone with the Wind, my mother changed her middle name to Margaret because of her adoration of Margaret Peggy Mitchell. And that's on her grave today.
Your mother was a sworn enemy of segregation and Jim Crow laws. Isn't there some irony?
She hated it with her body and soul, and utterly hated it. It was the only white woman of her